some of the predictions I have made over the past 15 years. In 1996, I said that these people are planning a war in Kosovo 3 years before the war actually took place. In 2002, Jim Tucker and I, we both said in May 2002, when the Bilderbergers were meeting in Virginia, that these people have postponed the war to February, March 2003, when the entire world corporate media was saying imminent war September 2002. A couple of years ago, I said oil is going to $100 a barrel. When it was about 38. Well, it is almost at $100 a barrel.
Yeah, you're right. What about the Iranian conflict? You know,
I talked about the housing collapse a couple of years ago as well. About 10 years ago, I said that the Bilderbergers were talking for the first time about implementing the UN oil tax, taxing at the wellhead. This is exactly what they've been talking about, and it's actually came out of the mainstream press. United Nations Standing Army, that's another subject these people have been talking about, and I mentioned it in all my Bilderberger reports. 2 years ago, I said that gold was going to go over $700 an ounce.
It closed at $825.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. What about going into Iran, Daniel? Is that going to happen?
2 years ago.
Well, I said a couple of years ago that these people, actually, I saw the documents themselves where the American government had signed on the documents to go into Iran, but I'm going to go publicly right now, as I've done in the United States a couple of weeks ago, and say that there's not going to be a war in Iran because the Russians and the French and the Chinese, they basically drawn a line in the sand and said, hands off of Iran. Again, it's about oil in Iran, and the Russians and the French and the Chinese, these great nations with great histories and cultures, they're just not going to let the Americans go in there.
Daniel, let me back you up just briefly. One more thing. Daniel was covering Bilderberg from Spain this year, and he came on and talked to me for a news story, and Tucker also reported, and Bush had always said he wouldn't sign on to Kyoto and the global carbon tax, and they came on and they said, Bush, the word is, and Daniel used this, he, inside Bilderberg from his sources, he has, quote, surrendered. He is going to submit now to this, and I couldn't believe it when they said it, and 1 week later, thousands of newspapers, you can check the news wires on this, reported that they're now adopting it, and now Bush is saying he's going to adopt under a new name, Kyoto Global Taxes. So Daniel, again, this shows that they are really running the show, and it shows that Daniel and others are really getting the documented information out.
And drawing the line.
Conspiracy nuts. I would like for somebody to explain it away. How do I know all this stuff years before it actually comes to pass?
That is true. And drawing the line basically is, you've got Iraq, leave Iran alone.
Exactly. There's blood in the water. You know, George, what happens when there's blood in the water? It usually leads to a good fight. And all these nations are taking gloves off, and they're saying, hands off of Iran.
Well, our own government calls it World War IV. They think World War III was the Cold War, and they actually want this. So I'd say 70% chance it won't happen before the election, but there's still a serious 30-40% chance that it could indeed actually happen. But the main war, as Daniel said earlier, is against free humanity, and the elites play these different groups and different power structures off against each other. The London Independent has just posted that the Chinese government has announced that they're going to go ahead and move faster out of the dollar with their $1.43 trillion, or around 20% of our debt.
That's devastating if they do that.
Well, I mean, this is it, folks. We could wake up next week, next month, next year. I don't know when it's going to happen. The dollar has already lost more than half its value in the last 7 years against the euro. The plunge is taking place. We are witnessing history. And again, the globalists said they were going to engineer it. Daniel documented it. And even the Financial Times of London 2 months ago admitted that big central banks who issue the currency, issue the credit, are engineering this to literally consolidate everything. These people are raping us. They are poisoning us. They are funding terror groups. They are behind international narcotics trafficking. As Daniel, you ought to talk about that, Daniel.
Let's get into that in a second, but let me ask you this then. Do you see this now as eminently the Amero? Jerry Corsi's been talking about the Amero for currency here.
The dollar has to fall before the Amero can rise.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we might want to ask ourselves why the only mainstream journalist in the United States who's talking about the North American Union is a guy by the name of Lou Dobbs on CNN.
Right. And Jerry Corsi.
Reality.
And Jerry Corsi as a writer.
I'm talking about the mainstream on television. Because,
all right,
again,
all right, I'll give you that.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's
again,
just Lou Dobbs.
The European Union, one country, one currency, one standing army called the Rapid Reaction Force. They're doing exactly the same thing in North America. And again, people are just not seeing this. Why? Because of mass media entertainment. Well, because
we have foreign troops. And I want Daniel to speak to this. When he came back into Canada, it was U.S. security forces that were searching him and interrogating him a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. George, you know, when I came to North America a couple of weeks ago to promote my true story of the Bilderberg Group, I was stopped at Canadian airport in Toronto by Canadian border guards working through DynCorp, the American contractors, who basically were deciding if I, as a Canadian citizen, can enter my country, you know, based on the answers I give these people. Now, if this doesn't bring it home, I don't think anything will.
My God. You're a Canadian citizen? I didn't know that.
I am a Canadian citizen. I'm an expatriate. I live in Spain, but I'm a Canadian citizen, and I think I have more right to enter my country than some American working for a private corporation,
security
company, through the Canadian government. And these people are the ones who are deciding. That's what they told me. They said, it depends on how you answer our questions. We have the right to keep you out or let you in. Only then.
It's amazing. Now, you had a passport, but that didn't matter.
I have a Canadian passport. I enter my country. It doesn't matter where I live. I'm a citizen of Canada.
That's right.
Only the Canadian government can decide to withdraw my passport, not the American private security contractors who are contracted through an American corporation.
But they can't withdraw your citizenship, for crying out loud, can they?
Well, the Canadian government, as the American government, can take your passport away. The Canadian government can do that.
Well, yeah, but taking your passport away doesn't mean you're still not a citizen of that country.
Well, they can keep you out, but the Canadian government, not the American security contractors working
right.
the borders. You know, that's the long and the short of it, which is what's absolutely unfathomable if you think about it. And again, people don't understand what is going on, that we are living in a police state, and the war being waged every hour, every minute of the day is waged against us. The wholesale destruction of the economy, taking money out of people's hands, taxation, all that forms part of the global elite, destruction of nation states, again, and creating this one world government.